I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Fire season is here. Mary Richards joining me in studio right now to talk about it. We've got a couple of fires burning already, and I know this is going to be a big deal as the drought sets in and summer dries us out, Mary. And I was listening to Utah's Morning News on my drive in, and you guys, you and Nick Wyatt had some excellent tips on how we can protect our homes from wildfires. And look, it doesn't have to be a wildfire that comes off of a mountain. I've had the experience of having a field fire right behind our neighbor's home, and the entire cul-de-sac was out trying to water down the neighbor's backyard with hoses. And you know what I realized in that moment? My hose was really short, and it wasn't very helpful at all. So there's certain things that you can do to be prepared now. What are the tips that you learned? One second, Mary. We're trying to get your microphone working. Amber, you got it? Go ahead.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
So the big thing is just that defensible space. I think about how we love shrubbery and beautiful, you know, we think of curb appeal, but especially in our foothills or near a big field like you lived on, or my husband when he grew up lived near one, if you can find any sort of fire break to put around your home, to not have tree branches like brushing your home, where anything, if that caught on fire, then it immediately spreads to your house.
And they had really tall grass in that field for years, and I think the kids went out there and was with a match or a firework.
No.
Thankfully, not my kids that time. But it set the field on fire, and with that tall grass, it picked up, and we had the fire department there. But then there were chain link fences surrounding the field because it was also private property. So that created a whole nother level of, you know, issues with that fire spreading. But the next year, they went in, and of course, a lot of it had burned from the fire, Mayor, but it was they weed whacked it all down to nothing. And that gave us peace of mind.
Yes,
so
I'm
clear
sure.
The area around your home. That's no joke, because that has actually happened in my neighborhood and other neighborhoods.
Yes.
What other tips did you find helpful?
Yeah, we also found, when it's fireworks season, do not dispose of them like just in your garbage can hot. That's another thing. I'm thinking of how these fires around us can also damage our homes, but also our fire crews have been out fighting fires, you know, in that spread over acres and acres. And so those can also be started by humans. And so here are the things that they were all, Utah Fire Info was saying to us. Keep your vehicle off dry grass. And pretty much by now, I mean, it's happening early. We've got 10 degrees above normal right now. So grass is drying out. So keep your vehicle off dry grass or brush. A spark from a lawnmower or a power equipment can and does start wildfires. So they're saying, watch those sparks. Another thing that causes sparks, target shooting. And look,
we've covered a lot of stories in the past that have started by target shooters.
Yes. Maybe now is just not the time to do that. Pick another time of year.
And people have gone out on days when it's been windy.
Yes.
And we've seen, you know, houses burn because there's target shooting on windy days. Mm-hmm. You know, neighborhoods have to be evacuated. Here's one I heard, and Nick Wyatt, our colleague here at KS on his radio, reported this, and I wanted to expand on this because this it freaked me out when I heard it. He said, do not store propane tanks in your garage or near your home. Well, as luck would have it, I was cleaning out my garage yesterday, Mayor, and I found two full propane tanks.
Yeah.
So, right, it's a payday. I've got two
fire up the
propane
tanks.
Right. Propane tanks that will probably get me through several weeks of summer. But then I heard that, and I thought, well, what in the world do I do with them? And so we went to this fire prevention website, and it says propane is highly flammable gas. If you store a tank in your garage and it has even the smallest leak, the spark of starting a car or a lawnmower, which is what you just alluded to, could cause a fire that results in a major fire in your garage. I hadn't even thought of that. Now, I assume the propane tanks that I picked up at the grocery store don't have leaks in them.
I hope not.
But they say store them away from the home. Keep them a safe distance. Keep at least 10 feet from your home between propane tanks. between the propane tanks.
And between that and your home.
I haven't even taken this seriously at all.
I don't think I even have that.
For 30 years,
Mary. Kind of space. I know, same. We've got a grill in our garage. I'm immediately picturing it. And we start the van in the garage and we back out. So, yes, it's... Yeah, those are things to think about for sure.
And in context, occasionally we'll get a call of a garage on fire, you know, as a media organization. We'll find out that there were chemicals or propane in the garage and that has, you know, created some sort of an explosion. But it's not a common occurrence. I think this is more of like, hey, look, if there's wildfire or it's fire season or fireworks are going off in your neighborhood and you have a shake shingle wood roof still, some things to consider. What other tips have you got?
You know, in 2021, I can't imagine anyone still choosing to smoke a cigarette. I can probably just say that straight up. But they say do not.
Well, my neighbor smokes, but go ahead.
Don't throw. I mean, why do you still do that, people? And fine, text in 57500. I don't care.
I smell it wafting in my bedroom.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Properly dispose of those cigarettes. Don't flick it out your car window in the, you know, on a dry side of the road on I-15 and start a big old fire. And also make sure those campfires are completely out. We've had so many people out enjoying going camping with their families, but that is a big one.
And my son is a firefighter, and I learned something when he went through the fire academy. Do you know fire extinguishers expire?
Oh, yes.
There is an expiration date.
I forgot about that.
And so as part of his gift to me, we went out and bought brand new fire extinguishers for around the house. Because I think one that I had in the kitchen was about 15 years old.
Mine probably is too.
And who's to say if it's going to work or not?
Yeah.
But in that moment, you don't want to try to experiment with it and figure it out.
Thinking it's not working. Yep.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards on fire watch for us here at KSL News Radio. Thank you so much for jumping in studio with me this afternoon. Maria Chaleos, straight ahead with all your day's news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.